This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Jolene, J-O-L-E-A-N. Last name is Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 5/16/1963. Date of evaluation is 5/26/2023. HPI history, patient complaint, psychiatric evaluation for... Cognitive evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 60 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 5/22/2023. Patient's chart indicates that she was found unresponsive in a restroom at a Coney Island in Dearborn. Period. Patients were diagnosed with hypermolar non-ketotic hyperosmolar non-ketotic hyperglycemia. She has a history of diabetes, hypertension, cocaine abuse, and apparently collapsed in the bathroom. Her CT scan of head was negative and her glucose level was 600. Patient is confused and her responses are delay. She knew that she is at a rehab place, but she could not tell me today's date or who the current president is or who the governor of Michigan is, and had trouble recalling things. She vaguely acknowledged feeling somewhat down. Your patient is very thin looking. Her chart indicates that she was homeless and has a history of cocaine abuse. Peter tried to call patient's daughter Darlene Campbell, but no one answered the phone. She is not on any psychotropic medications. She did complain of pain and is on Tramadol. Prescribed by PCP. Next paragraph, no known history of mental illness is available. No known history of prior psychiatric hospitalizations or psychotropic medications is available at this time. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known, priority of alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known, number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, prior history of aggression, not known. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, not known, current occupation, not known. Next paragraph, current relationship, single, number of children. Two, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system not known. Next paragraph, make record lab, diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. I did attempt to contact patient's daughter, but was unable to connect. Under history and habits, a review of history and habits comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 138 over 82, pulse 77, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general thin-looking female, demeanor, resistant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in bed, speech, soft and delayed response, mood, mildly dysphoric, affect constricted thought processes, periods of confusion, associations with the normal perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, arranged a person with a normal place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, attention impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Medications, MAR reviewed, current no psychotropic medications, under assessment and plan, encephalopathy unspecified, G93.40. Next paragraph. Under disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Period, encourage patient to participate in activities, therapy as per care plans. Period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Period, monitor symptoms of depression. Period, staff. Needs to get collateral information from patients, daughter, when possible. Next paragraph, under assessment and under orders and procedure 99304. This is end of dictation.